Well, hey there, strangers. I don't know if you noticed, but I took a little bit of a hiatus. The break was a beautiful thing. I mean, I miss talking to you guys, but I sure did enjoy spending very many days, dare I say, in the same pair of pajamas. I'd be embarrassed, but it was like glorious living. You know, lifestyles of the rich and famous, whatever. It's all about lifestyles of the art teacher on break, and I was living it up. I did one day actually shower, wash my hair, and leave the house to spend some time with some art teacher friends of mine. We were having a little bit of a crafternoon, shall we say, an artsy afternoon. And we were jibber jabbering as we art teachers do. And the topic of evaluations came up. Now, if you recall, not too long ago, I did a podcast episode titled Evaluations Are a Crock. That went over really well with my admin. I'm just kidding. They don't listen to my podcast. Are you joking? They have like things to do. Not that you don't. I'm super glad you're here, but I'm getting off track. So the topic of evaluations came up and I started in on my, you know, why are you guys so worked up about evaluations? It's just a bunch of baloney. And my friend David, who is a good buddy of mine, I highly recommend you follow him on Instagram. You can find him at the Disney Art Room. He stopped me and he said, look, Cassie, not all of us have tenure. Some of us, our evaluation scores, they're really important. They really matter. And, you know, despite all of my bravado, I'll admit my evaluation scores kind of matter. I mean, I do want to always work toward improving myself as a teacher. You know, I'm passionate, just like you guys are, about teaching art. And I think that for the most part, I'm competent enough to do my job, but I also have two eyes that can see really well that I have a lot of room for improvement. I really am miserable at questioning. I am not great with technology. I'm miserable at that pre and post assessment game. I mean, show of hands, you guys. It's impossible to squeeze it all in, you know? Of course, I'm just going to use my crutch of, and I have 30-minute art classes. So for all of those reasons, you know, I'm always interested to hear what my administration has to say about what I can work on to become a better teacher. You know, when we're being evaluated, we should always put our best foot forward, not only to show that we take our jobs seriously, but also to like advocate for art education. We want to be taken seriously. So let's today scrap that whole notion that evaluations are a crock. I mean, okay, don't scrap it completely because I do firmly believe in it. But let's just talk about what you can do before, during, and after your evaluation to make sure that not only that you rock it, but that you get the most out of the experience, with the ultimate goal being in you improving yourself as an art teacher. So let's start with the top 10 things that I think that you should do before your evaluation. All right, I'm just going to like throw these at you fast and furious because I've got a lot of things I want to share with you today. So if you need to jot these down, get that pen ready. I don't know that anything I ever share is jot down worthy, but I'm just throwing that out there. Number one, pick your class. If you've ever read like Choose Your Own Adventure books, which I absolutely love, then you know that at any moment you are just one choice away from being devoured by wild boars. And I don't want to say that your evaluation could go the same way, but your evaluation could go the same way. So you've got to really choose a class that is one of your favorites. And don't say that you don't have a favorite because you are lying. We all do. We all have that class that's extremely well-behaved, really responsive. They're excited to learn. You just have this great rapport with them. Those are the ones that are going to help you and your lesson shine. So pick that class. Number two, pick a successful lesson. Choose a lesson that you've taught before, probably so many times that you could do it in your sleep. One that you know where all of your students are going to enjoy it and be successful. For me, that usually involves like weaving, paper, loom weaving. I love to teach because I can tie in geography. I read a book beforehand. We do a lot of math talk. It's really fun and funny to teach. That's my go-to lesson. If I have time to actually squeeze in a specific lesson for my evaluation. Number three, talk to the class that is going to be, I don't want to say they're going to be evaluated because that's not the case, but talk to the class that you will be evaluated with beforehand. And just to give them a heads up, I oftentimes forget to do this and my kids will walk in the room and be like, hey, why is Miss So-and-so here? You know, so, which is like all kinds of awkward. So let them know ahead of time. It's especially good to also let them know, hey, this is what we'll be doing next time when we have our special guest. This will help your students who really crave and need structure so they can know what to expect. Number four, give them a little sneak peek of the lesson for the same reason. So there's no curveballs, so they know what's to be expected of them when they come to class. Number five, talk to your specials team and the classroom teacher. Now, I actually learned this tip from my specials team. They always give me a heads up, and I'm laughing because I know why. They always give me a heads up on the day that they're being evaluated. And the reason they give me a heads up is because they know I'm always late. So they're like, hey, can you make sure that Miss So-and-so's class is on time today because I'm being evaluated? But I also take it another step further and just to pump the kids up and say, hey, do your best because you have a special guest in PE. So show them your very best. Number six, is that what we're on? Keep your strong systems in place. Hopefully by now, although right before Christmas, you would have never known I had any rules and routines, but hopefully by now you've got your procedures in place. Your students know your rules. They understand what is expected of them. Just because your admin's in the room, I've noticed sometimes my kids think that anything that's slightly off means that it's like a party day. Oh, Miss So-and-so's here, so I can shout out, so I can do this, so I can do that. No, no, no. It's business as usual, and make sure they know that. Definitely record your lesson. And I say definitely, but I don't know. This is more for you than it is for your evaluator. It's more for your improvement than anything else. I record myself a lot. You can find a lot of videos of myself teaching my kids on my YouTube channel. And I mostly do those recordings so I can share some things that work for me with you. But a byproduct of me recording those videos is me learning a lot about things that I'm doing, I would say, right, and things that I definitely am doing wrong. For example, I talk too dang much. I don't give my kids enough time to speak. And so I would have never known that had I not recorded myself. So I'm just throwing that out there. You might want to consider it. Read and understand the evaluation. Oh gosh, there's so much that you're supposed to pack into your lesson. Like I said, 30 minutes for me. I even try talking a little bit faster and I still can't manage to get it all in. But it does help if you create a little bit of a cheat sheet. Have maybe a post-it note or jot it down on a dry erase board somewhere where you can easily glance and see, did I make sure that I said the ICANN statements? Did the kids understand what the ICANN statements are? Did I ask them questions? Did we talk about ways to tie this into their life? Did I do some sort of pre-assessment? What will I do as a wrap-up or a post? That will help you stay on target because your nerves could get the better of you if you're kind of a nervous person when it comes to being evaluated. And let's be honest, who isn't nervous when somebody's in your room watching you teach? I would suggest doing a little bit of a pregame with your evaluator, with your principal. Ask them, what exactly are you looking for? Hopefully by now they've been in your room before. They kind of know what to expect from you. So what areas are they looking to see you work on and work toward improving? And last, walk into your room, look around, and look at it with fresh eyes. Look at it with like grandma eyes. If you're OCD, uptight grandma walked into your room, what would she clutch her pearls about? Do you have paint trays everywhere like I do all over my counter? My counter becomes my dumping ground. Do you have a desk that's an absolute mess? Definitely take a moment to tidy the place up or moments to tidy the place up before your admin comes to evaluate you. Now let's talk about the 10 things to do during your evaluation. First of all, I would suggest breathing. I have been spending a lot of time over break reading, and a book that I'm loving right now is Teach, Breathe, Learn. Unfortunately, I don't have the book in front of me to tell you the author's name, but it is a really, really awesome book. And she talks in that book a lot about, you know, your breath and how it can really center you, especially when nerves are getting the better of you. And she suggests doing something called GATHAS, GATHAS. They're kind of like affirmations that you don't necessarily have to say out loud. They're more of things that you chant to yourself in your mind. If it helps you to say them out loud, so be it, but you just might look a little bit nuts in the hallway doing some meditation. I mean, your principal might think, oh my, she's really lost it. But here, you know, are some GATHAS that I would suggest. Breathing in, I am calm. Breathing out, I radiate calm. Breathing in, I'm ready to teach. Breathing out, my students are ready to learn. And taking a really deep breath, filling your lungs and then letting it all out will really help calm you. I know that nerves can get the better of me. This might help. Definitely begin immediately. You know, my admin is almost always a couple of minutes late, and it's just like life. You know, they're busy people. They're usually going from one evaluation to the next. They get stopped by somebody in the hallway. I totally get it. But don't waste your students' instructional time. What I do is I usually usher my kids in as fast as I can, get them seated on the floor. I remind them that, hey, we're about to have a visitor and I expect awesome behavior. Remember, this is what we'll be covering. If they're still not there, I just go ahead and start. I would definitely suggest not trying anything new. And I know I mentioned that a moment ago when I said to do a lesson that you've done before. Definitely do not spring a brand new, untested lesson on your kids. Don't try any new song and dance or new sayings or new this, that, or the other without having tried it out first. If you're confident and you've test driven it, go for it, but steer clear of anything new because you never know what could happen. And also, I would suggest steering clear of anything that is too technology based, because if there's time for the tech to go down, for the, you know, internet to fail you, it will be when you're evaluated. So definitely don't put all of your art teacher and lesson planning into that technology basket. Invite your students and your administration to breathe. So to help everybody become centered and ready for the lesson at hand, why not invite them to do a little bit of breathing with you? I think it would really knock your admin's socks off, especially if you're incorporating verbiage like growth mindset and that kind of thing, because that's very hot right now. And because it's just hot for a reason. It's awesome to bring breath and mindset, the positivity of that, into your lessons. So try the Skatha. Breathing in, I make mistakes. Breathing out, I am not my mistakes. I think our breath will help connect everybody in the room and help everybody to be more present. Now, it's also important to remember your audience. During my evaluations, I tend to talk more than usual. And as you all know, I already talk too much. And as a byproduct, I can usually tell when I'm starting to lose my kids. I've just worn them out with too much jibber jabber. Definitely have your antenna out and stay laser focused on your audience. Know if you've lost them and figure out ways to either rein them back in or switch gears and get them to their seats and creating. Hit your criteria. Like I said, there's so many hoops to jump through for so little time. So definitely have that cheat sheet on hand to take a peek at just to make sure you're ticking all of those ridiculous, I'm sorry, my evaluations are a crock. It's starting to flare up. All the criteria that you need to hit. You definitely, this is something that I have to do. You might not have to do this, but definitely invite your administration to take a little walk around the room. My administration usually is just sitting, typing away furiously like some sort of courtroom reporter. But what they're missing out on is like what my class is all about, the creative process. So make sure you tell them to take a walk around the room, engage with the kids, ask the kids to talk with them or start a conversation between the two so that your administrator can see that you're doing more than just like hitting those targets, that your class is actually about your students engaged in creating and using their imagination. Make sure you laugh and try to keep your lesson lighthearted. You know, things are going to blow up in your face. Stuff is going to happen. Kids are going to say dumb stuff that you really wish they hadn't said. And you know what? That's just life. That's just teaching. Your administration knows that. So you might as well just kind of roll with it, stay lighthearted, and laugh it off. And don't forget, last but not least, to wrap it up. If you're me, it's like your timer goes off. It's time to clean up. You get the kids out of there. And when they left the room, you realize, oh, snap, we didn't wrap it up. We didn't review what we've learned. We didn't talk about our I can statements. We didn't have a good, solid close. So make sure you set your cleanup alarm a little bit earlier to build in some time for that, even if it's a discussion that you can have with your students as they're lined up to leave. Now let's talk about the five things to do after your evaluation besides day drink. Just relax and forget about it. Do not spend the rest of your day picking yourself apart or thinking of all the what you deem to be this dumb things that you said. It is what it is. You know, you gave it your all. Just let go of any thoughts like a balloon because you can't control what happens next. That balloon is now out of your hands. Definitely keep an open mind. When you do get ready to sit down with your administration to discuss your evaluation, keep an open mind. You know, if you're an emotional person, because it's tough. They're talking about you as a teacher, something you're passionate about, but you've got to check your emotions at the door. If you're a person who's sensitive or you're easy to cry, imagine that your administrator is talking about somebody else. Their ultimate goal, hopefully, is to help you become a better teacher for your students. It's not about you as a person. It's about you becoming a better teacher. So focus on that. Definitely when you meet again with your administrator, definitely go to them with evidence in hand. when I have 30-minute art classes, my administration needs more context for my lesson. What happened in art class previous to this? What happens next? If I bring evidence like this, it allows me to shed more light on my lesson and the method behind my madness and let them see exactly what it is I'm going for. Ask for suggestions. If you're told that you need to use more technology in your room or you need to ask more purposeful questions, those are two of the things that I'm usually told. Ask for suggestions and recommendations. Like, could your principal tell you some colleagues who are strong in those areas that could help you? Perhaps you could go and observe those teachers. And finally, if all else fails, just go back and listen to my podcast episode about evaluations being a crock. You're more than a number on a page. And those kids in your art room, they're proof of that. They love you. They love creating in this magical world that you've made for them. They value what you do for them. And they are the reason that you're there. In 5 years, your score won't matter, but the lives that you touch, they will. Sometimes you're going to have one of those amazingly fun pop-in or surprise evaluations. Oh my gosh. I don't know if they're better or worse, because to me, they're kind of like just ripping off a Band-Aid. You know, you don't expect it. It stings, but now it's over with. And you're like, woof. That wasn't that bad. Okay, it was terrible. But hey, at least now it's over with, right? Here's a couple of suggestions that I would give for surprise evaluations. Do not alter your course. If my administration pops in at the door and we're, you know, at the tail end of a lesson or in the middle of some, I don't switch the script on my kids. I just keep going. And then hopefully when I do a follow-up, I can shed some light on the context. You could use questioning to give context to the lesson. So if your administration pops in and your kids are getting ready to resume a clay project, ask a lot of questions and have your students provide the answers to kind of shed some light on what it is the kids have been working on, but make it so that the kids are sharing that. That'll be much more meaningful for your administrator. Have evidence available. I am like the worst at keeping up with my ICANN board and my projects board. But if you can keep some of the generic ICANN statements up all the time, like ICANN use art supplies responsibly, and your students can see it and are aware of that, that's a good thing. Even better, though, would be to have those projects and those current ICANN statements available and visible for your administration and your kids to see. Oh, when you find the time to do that, y'all come down to my school and help me with mine. And last, if it's a surprise evaluation, just relax. Man, you've got this, right? If you can, just don't think of this so much as you being under a microscope. Instead, think of it as like your chance to shine. To share all that you have to offer your school and your students and to really showcase how important art education is to your students and to your school. Okay, I always get this question when I'm, you know, in my post-evaluation conference with my administrator. And it's always, what questions do you have for me? And a lot of times, honestly, I'm just like, I ain't got no questions. I'm good. I got to go wash paintbrushes. I would discourage you from doing that because I think that's a really great question and you should ask them a bunch of stuff. For example, I think that you should ask for some suggestions. You know, if they're telling you that you need to work on post-assessment, ask them, do you have any suggestions on possibly books I could read, or is there a teacher in the school who is killer at post-assessments that I could go and chat with or observe? I know that classroom teachers teach something completely different, but that doesn't mean that you can't learn from and possibly adapt what they do. You might want to ask for some support. I mean, maybe what they're asking for you to work on isn't something that anybody other than another art teacher can help you with. Are they willing to let you go to a conference or take an online class or go visit another art teacher? Will they let you leave school to do those things? Are they going to support your interest in becoming a better teacher? Is there a possible mentor that you could be connected with? In my school, they assign mentors, but mine was not a good fit. So you might want to ask around or maybe just like seek out somebody who you have respect for, and you don't have to ask them to be your mentor. It's not wizarding school, but you could just like befriend them and then ask to pick their brain a bit every now and then. And lastly, I think it would be a good thing to just have more FaceTime with your administrator. You know, I was watching a video recently, and it was these two principals, and they were talking about how they meet with teachers once a week. Can you imagine? They pop into their rooms once a week and then work toward a goal every week. And just the thought of that, my hands started sweating, but then I thought, oh my gosh, those teachers, I bet, are on their toes. And I mean, I like the idea of that. I don't necessarily know that I would, I'm not going to mention it to my administration because I don't want it to become a reality. But I just thought, man, if I could have more FaceTime, if I could have more opportunities to talk about my weaknesses and places where I could improve, it would be a wonderful thing. So doesn't have to be anything formal. You know, maybe you could pop by your administrator when they're doing bus duty and just strike up a conversation once a week, and or ask if you can have a sit down after dismissal for 5 minutes every Monday or something. Who knows what that could lead to? It could, I'm assuming, lead to you improving yourself as a teacher. Okay, so maybe evaluations aren't such a crock. They are what you make of them and what you take away and what you strive to work toward. So, fine. I can't retract my statement. They're still a crock, but let's just try to make the most of it. Thanks, guys, for letting me share. And if you've enjoyed this podcast episode, thanks. And thank you. Thank you so much for listening. I love reading your reviews. So if you have a moment to drop a review wherever you're listening, know that it means the world to me. Have an awesome week, guys.